USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The people have spoken in Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia governor's race.
We will change the trajectory of this commonwealth. And friends, we are going to start that transformation on day one.
Governor-elect Youngkin is a businessman with degrees from Rice and Harvard Universities. He will assume the position January 15, 2022. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky greenlit the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. That is the final step in the approval process that makes coronavirus vaccines available to younger children as soon as Friday. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves beat the Houston Astros 7-0 to win the World Series in Houston, Texas on Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The gubernatorial race in New Jersey remained too close to call. Both candidates held off declaring victory, saying they'll wait until every vote is counted. Minneapolis, Minnesota voters on Tuesday rejected a ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department. The measure called for replacing MPD with a new Department of Public Safety. It was rejected by voters with 56% against the measure. How much is the turkey going to be this year at Thanksgiving?
There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball president and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in costs this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving. So it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
In his first bid for public office, Republican Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe.
When I told you on that fateful Friday afternoon that a conviction had come over my heart to go serve Virginians, you did respond. You responded with grace. You responded with support. You responded with unconditional love. Thank you. Thank you. I also have to thank my amazing kids, because I'm not sure that they were all on board at the beginning. So, guys, I want to thank you, Grant, Anna, John, Thomas. John, thank you over in Dublin. I love you guys. And I want to thank my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. My fellow Virginians. We stand here this morning at this defining moment that, yes, started with two people on a walk.
We'll have more throughout the morning. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.